The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
More and more people downsizing these days. They're looking at the big property and thinking, well, if I don't have all of the kids in it, do I really need all of this space? But that raises questions about the process and what to look for when you're thinking about downsizing. Joining me now to talk us through this is Rowena Quinn, who is managing partner at Hunters Estate Agents. First of all, Rowena, are people actually willing to say, I'll give up the big family home and move into an apartment? Is it happening?
It certainly is, because the realisation is there that they now have a property that's costing them time, energy and money maintaining this house or home that's surplus to their requirement. They no longer require the big space. They're looking at the bigger picture and thinking, well, this is an opportunity for me to acquire something that may require less maintenance, may require less upgrade works, and may allow them to have a little bit more money in their pocket to enjoy life.
If we are talking about people who have raised kids in the house, these could be people who have been in that house for 30, 40 years at this point. It means it's a long time since they've bought or sold property. What are the things they need to prepare for if they're thinking about it?
Well, that's the whole point for many of them. They do need a guide. They're first-time sellers. They may not have bought or sold a property over that period of time. So it's all about the preparation, getting prepared to downsize, thinking in advance of where one might like to live, decluttering, getting rid of the furniture items, the clothing items, the crockery items that they've built up over the years and may not have usage or space for in their next home. Making the checklist of where they like to go. Do they wish to stay in their community? More than likely they do. What they require from their next space in terms of square footage, parking, garden space, proximity to amenities. But you're correct, it's all about the preparation. So it's getting their legal documents in order. If they have extended or modified the property over the years, making sure they have certifications. By law, a BER, a building energy rating, is required when going to the market with a property. So getting that prepared. But there is a checklist. And in Hunters, as I said, we've prepared this first-time seller's guide, and that will guide you through the process.
Let's go through that step by step. You talk about people and making the decision about where they want to go. I would have thought that a lot would say, this is our chance to get out into the countryside, to get to somewhere picturesque and have the little cottage. A lot of people want to stay in their own community, though, do they?
They do indeed, because they have their services. They have the doctor, the dentist, the dry cleaner, their shopping, their friends, their rapport, their clubs, their sporting clubs, their bridge, their community groups. Yes, there are others who will take this as an opportunity for a complete change in lifestyle. But I think by and large, on the wish list now is maybe walking distance to a bus stop, walking distance to a village, walking distance to a community. That's not always possible or feasible. But, you know, I think the up sticks and moving further away is really for a minority.
You talk about getting the legal documents together and receipts for anything that you might have done to the house. People must be thinking, I got a local friend 15, 20 years ago to put down that wall and put in an RSJ for me, or I called a plumber and I never got a receipt for what he did. How do you go back and gather together all of the documents over a 30 or 40 year period?
That's a really good point, because in many instances, the architect or the builder, the plumber may have retired or moved on. So it can be a challenge. But again, it's surrounding yourself with a good team. So a good solicitor, a good estate agent will guide you through that process and give you the names and contact details of a surveyor, engineer that can provide you with certification. So it's really assembling the team, the professionals that will get you from where you are right now to where you want to be down the road.
What about the simple process of selling? If somebody's thinking, okay, I want to downsize, do they buy the place they're going to first? Do they sell the house they're in first? Do they need somewhere to stay in the middle? How do you do just the logistics of it?
That's the tough part, and that's the chicken and egg situation, as we say. Again, it's about making sure you have minders around you, the team. By and large, the majority of people do need to sell to buy. Bridging is not really an available product at the moment. So it's that leap of faith. It's getting to the open market. A good estate agent will be able to manage the closing process for you to allow you a 3, 4, 5 month closing, which is possible, which will afford you the time to find that next home, to find the property that meets your needs and requirement. For some, they find that all a little bit too stressful and they may take the decision to rent in the interim. So to sell their property, buy themselves some time to identify where they want to move to, where they want to go. So they may go into rental accommodation. They may stay with family members. they may be fortunate enough to take a long holiday, a 3-4 month break. So there are options out there, but it's talking to the professionals now. It's about the preparation, getting yourself positioned to make that move.
How do you make the decision about whether or not your sale is in part a financial investment or is it totally a move? In other words, do you say, my house is currently worth 600 grand. I'm going to take that 600 and flip it into an apartment. I'll just be in a smaller space. Or should you be thinking, well, I'll sell for 6, pocket 2 and find somewhere at 4?
Again, it's down to the circumstance. You know, for many, they are taking equity out of their home. It's their pension for the future. It's their funding and their money to provide for them on a daily basis, or maybe to take a big trip or excursion to see family members. Others take what we call a sideways move. So it's possibly the same price point, the same price bracket, but a better energy rating, a more modern property. Because again, we look at downsizers, and for many, they're in properties that may require a lot of upgrade work now. A poor BER rating required upgrades in terms of kitchens, bathrooms, plumbing. They have a very large garden. So it's defining that wish list, what you want from your next home.
How well do you see people preparing for the change in life that occurs with downsizing? Because if you've spent decades used to being able to say, well, I have an entire room full of crap that I must deal with at some, but there's space there. I have a million different presses full of stuff. To go from that to apartment living has to be a wrench.
It really depends what you want. I know my own parents went through it about 2 years ago, and every time my dad went to town, he brought in a book for the charity shop, where it's really looking at all the stuff and thinking, do I need this stuff? What are my requirements now for my next number of years? And by and large, most people want that extra bedroom for family members or grandchildren coming to stay. For many, they still require a home office. We've so many younger people downsizing now. So in their 50s and 60s, they're still working. So that extra space that doubles over as second bedroom, stroke home office, or second television room. We find in many instances, both he and she want to watch their own television programmes.
If you're thinking about it long term, obviously one of the things you will want to know is what's the actual value in the house. Can you get a realistic notion of that without going to the market?
You can, of course. I mean, my best advice is for anybody considering selling to invite 2 or 3 estate agents to come and visit their property. Get their guidance in terms of what the value of their home is, their guidance in terms of preparation for the presentation for their photographs. And, you know, the most important thing is do not be influenced by the highest value and the lowest fee. You're assembling a team around you, so make sure that agent is acting in your best interest. Ask for comparable evidence as to how they arrived at that value for your home. Secondly, it's important that the solicitor is on board, that he or she has a contract prepared when you go to the open market so that the legals are all in order. Then you should have a seamless campaign from start to finish and hopefully get you to your next home.
In terms of the estate agent then themselves, when you come to sell, are they financially incentivized to maximize the sale price, or are they financially incentivized to get the sale through quickly? Because they can often be mutually exclusive.
It depends on the agent, it depends on the structure of their fee. In many instances, agents will provide you with a performance fee, which I think is always a good indicator of their willingness to push for the best price. So that is a bonus fee will kick in if they get you in excess of your expectation and in excess of what they value the property at. So I would always push for the performance. We like a little bit of a challenge.
Lastly, what effect do or what role do kids play in all of this? Because I can imagine there must be situations that arise where the parents want to downsize, but the kids have sentimental attachment to their old bedroom or their family home and try to persuade them away.
I think by and large now, children are on board with their parents. They see the need for a more energy efficient house and a smaller property, certainly for ease of maintenance, because they see that their parents are living in a property with, in many instances, doors are shut, rooms are not being used. As you said earlier, they're just used for storage and clutter. So I think by and large, children are on board. They want their parents to have that, the fun, to have the money to go and do whatever they need to do next.
Rowena, thank you very much. Rowena Quinn, Managing Partner at Hunters Estate Agents.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.